everyone. Welcome back to the Caving Universe podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us again today. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. My name is Vinny.
And my name is Kaylin. Today we're going to be getting into some caving news, this, that, or something questions, followed by some real reactions.
Oh, yeah. Well, home game episode.
Home game. Home base.
We're just, you know, talking about normal stuff.
Yeah.
No particular
topic today.
Yeah, but you know, we're light on the news stories today. So if you got your news, submissions, questions, whatever you want, send them into cavinpod@gmail.com. We'll put a little thing on the bottom right there. But yeah, what's the first news story you want to get into today?
So this one's actually pretty interesting. I'm curious to know what you think about it because this has obviously divided the internet. Kim Kardashian has been casted. What? Oh, sorry. I thought you got the mouse.
Oh, okay.
Kim Kardashian has joined the season 12, the upcoming season of American Horror Story. And yeah, the internet is pretty upset about it. So I'm just curious, like, what you think. Well, I didn't even know she was an actress.
Well, yeah, for those that don't know, and they're probably like those that are probably thinking, oh, is this news? Well, it's like, you know, our news stories are going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit different.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, wasn't everyone saying the same thing about Lady Gaga? And then look, she turned out aight.
She turned out amazing. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's because she just has like that.
She had something talent.
She did. Yeah. For being on camera. It's just like Kim Kardashian, just like, I think it might work out in the long run, but I think the reason why people are kind of upset is because Kim Kardashian just assumes that because she's a reality star or like does these interviews and is like in front of the camera a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's taking selfies for Instagram or whatnot, that she just thinks she can star in this like very popular TV show. So
yeah, at this point, it's either gonna do. That's what American Horror Story needs is people are going to be watching it just to watch it, regardless if she's good or not. They're just going to watch it to see how she does, at least for the few episodes, because that's the thing about American Horror Story. I mean, in the recent seasons, we're kind of dipping out a few episodes in.
Yeah, I've noticed it's so slow. It's so slow in the beginning. And I think what they're trying to do is because they're losing a lot of their main cast. So they've already announced Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts for this upcoming season, but like, where's Evan Peters? Where's Sarah Paulson? You know, if they're even going to be in the
season. Yeah, Jessica Lange's been gone.
Yeah, exactly. Kathy Bates, yeah. So they're just trying to put these, like, popular more faces in the show now to, I guess.
It's like a Saturday Night. It's almost like a horror version of Saturday Night Live. Jesus, that was a tongue twister. But
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they're just like swapping out the cast for this kind of new cast, or you know, technically what's her name was in like season 3, but she was always kind of jobber.
Wait, who? Which one?
Emma Roberts.
Oh yeah, Emma Roberts. Yeah, she was in a couple. She was in the 1984, which is one of the newest recent ones. And then Coven.
Ever since Roanoke, it started going down. Because it was Murder House, Asylum, Coven. Freak Show.
Yeah.
Hotel.
Yeah.
After Hotel. Lady Gaga actually ended up doing good because Hotel overall was.
Yeah.
You include it with the classic great season. So one through five are good seasons, and six was Roanoke, wasn't it?
That's
when it started going. But then it came back a little bit with Election.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it went back down again.
Yeah,
but I don't know. We got to watch the new ones. But that's the thing. When we do,
and then it was the duplicate one where they had like two.
Yeah.
So.
And we watched only the first half of that. We reviewed it. You can go back and watch the review episode. We were going to view the second part of it, but we never went back and watched the second part of it.
No.
We need to, because that was the part that actually dealt with aliens and stuff.
Yeah, and it was more like, wasn't it like black and white based?
Yeah.
Like,
I think because we were trying to watch it live. As like weekly, and we just didn't catch up with it.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm sure it's all still on Hulu, so you got to go back and watch that. And I guess the good thing is that like it was literally split up into like two different stories, so it's not like we're like lagging on like
double feature.
Right, yeah, it's not like we're like lagging on like what was like what continued in the first season, because it's shifted into something like completely different. So
what's your favorite overall favorite season?
I think Asylum.
Yeah,
I have like a really hard like time deciding between Asylum and Murder House.
Story wise and stuff, I think Asylum is good. Mm-hmm. But just overall, my favorite theme would probably be Freak Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's a real popular one, too, with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm curious what, I mean, I know
Do we know anything about the season?
I was literally just going to ask that. What is it going to be about? I'm really not too sure. I don't think so. I think they're just slowly kind of trying to, you know, these people are going to be in it. Apparently, if we didn't mention, Kim Kardashian is going to be a main character.
That's what I mean. If it fits into where she's playing like a character that's kind of like herself, then I can see that. But if they're trying to put her into where she's playing this totally different role, like I said, I don't know. This could either turn out really good or end up, you know, really bad for the series, because it's already been going downhill the past couple seasons. So step it up.
And a lot of people are already saying, like, in the comments of these news stories, like, because how you said, like, in the past years, American Horror Story has not been that good. So people are literally like, oh, well, I already was probably not going to watch it, and you just gave me a more of a reason not to. So it's like,
yeah, but everyone's still going to check it out. Yeah. They're at least going to watch the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did this shirt stay in the dryer for extra long? I feel like it's shrunk. Either it's shrunk or I'm getting my dad bod in full effect.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like this shirt is tight on me today. It hasn't been, you know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your body. I just think it went maybe a couple times in the dryer.
Interesting. blah, 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 blah. And then another, I guess going from... I guess entertainment news stories this week. So we hadn't talked about this official merger. What did I just do? So, of course, Endeavor, the company, the umbrella company that owns the UFC, is now buying the WWE for $9 billion. Is that correct? Yeah.
$9 billion.
Yeah. So Endeavor originally bought UFC for $4 billion. Mm-hmm. And now the UFC is valued at $12.1 billion. So they plan to do the same thing with the WWE. They're buying the WWE for $9 billion. And they want to triple their profits to make this a giant, like, you know, multi-billion-dollar industry.
Right. Yeah. Together, right? WWE and UFC.
Yeah. So you literally have Endeavor now. You know, wanting to be the umbrella company of literal sports entertainment. You know, you have the sports and UFC, and then you have the entertainment and the WWE, even though the WWE in itself is actual sports entertainment.
Right.
You know, whether you like it or not, you know, you watch, you know, Marvel movies, you watch Game of Thrones. That's what I've always hated, especially, you know, within the past few months of seeing people, seeing family, like, talking about wrestling and stuff. It's like, do people not realize that when somebody says, like, oh, wrestling, you know that's fake, right? It's like, do you not realize, like, whoever said it was real?
I know, literally.
Whoever said wrestling was real.
I'm surprised people even still say that.
Like, yeah, if you're the one saying that, hey, you know wrestling's fake, right? It's like, I automatically think, like, you're the one not in the know. I'm like, where have you been, dude? Yeah,
literally.
Like, you, like, what? And so that's like me telling you, like, hey, you watch Game of Thrones, like, hey, but... you know that didn't really happen, right? You know that's fake. You know there wasn't really dragons and ice zombies, right? It's like, oh, that's my favorite show. My favorite show is Game of Thrones. How do you watch wrestling? It's fake. But my favorite show has ice dragons and, ice dragons. There you go.
Ice dragons.
Has ice dragons in my show. So, you gotta love it. Of course, Endeavor sees the value in it. And, we didn't think this day would come as actual, you know, wrestling fans. We didn't think this day would come, but... who knows how it's going to unfold? People are already saying that, like, oh, you're going to have, you know, either Conor McGregor over there and stuff. Like, no, they're going to keep it separate. But I have heard that it is going to be a great transition for, you know, when MMA fighters are retiring, they, easy transition. Like, you want another career, you want to keep going, you know, check out the WWE. Now we can jump Brock you over Lesnar here and it. See. Yeah, you have Brock Lesnar, you have Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Cain Velasquez dipped his toes in it. Matt Riddle. Yeah, so there's... plenty of MMA fighters that end up in the world of WWE. And
My only concern is, like, how you said that they plan to try and triple what they purchased for it. Like, how do you think they actually intend to do that? Like, because as wrestling fans, we're used to being able to buy our $10 a month Peacock subscription and watch all the pay-per-views, when as, like, with still UFC, you still got to pay, what, 60 to 80 bucks, I guess,
for these... Right. When Endeavor bought UFC, it's like you saw the price jumps in UFC. The pay-per-views went from like $50 to like $60-something. Right. And now some pay-per-views are like $80 in UFC. So
depending on who's, who's fighting, I mean.
Hopefully WWE's Peacock deal is in place where we can still enjoy all the wrestling content we want for just $5 or $10 if you don't want the ad-free version.
Yeah.
Which is actually turns out to be better because, see, they're doing things like that. We noticed watching WrestleMania, they're like, oh, if you have the $10 version, you get to watch this thing, which we did. But then we think like, dang, if so that means if people didn't have the $10 version, they actually had to watch commercials during certain like things where they kind of missed out.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to see things like that. You're going to see more advertising like we, you know, the Mountain Dew match and the freaking Cinnamon Toast Crunch match and the, you know, Mike's Snickers heart match, the Pope's Exorcist. They had the Pope's Exorcist match like it's kind of cheesy and it's corny, but that's how, that's where the future is. Like, everything's in advertising. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think companies advertise everywhere and they think, like, advertising is such a huge industry. Obviously, we see advertising everywhere. You cannot run from advertising, but it's like, right, are these companies really making that much money to where it's like, think of how much money they're spending on advertising. And then they have to be making, they're probably spending 20% on advertising.
Yeah.
So that means how, the amount of money that companies are actually making.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just blows my mind.
And I'd actually like to see, like, you know, obviously they advertise for a reason. So you have WrestleMania where you, and you said like all of those companies basically that you mentioned, probably never going to see them again until maybe there's like another big pay-per-view event, but, or premium live event, I should say. So they were literally just like a one and done for WrestleMania. Like, it's not like they continued on throughout the weeks currently, like, still being advertised for them. It's because WrestleMania draws so much traction and audience that I would actually like to see, after advertising goes out and WrestleMania airs, like, do these sales actually, like, do they actually see, you know, people buying Mike's Hard Lemonade, or do they actually see people, you know, going and wanting to watch the Pope Exorcist more, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think for
what does
a
advertising
lot,
really do for these people?
Like, I've been wanting a Snickers since then.
So, see, there you go. That makes plenty of sense. Oh, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want to make their money back and triple the money. So,
That's only
going
to do it.
Yeah, you're going to be more expensive tickets going to shows. Yeah. Hopefully not more expensive pay-per-views, but we're going to see more expensive merch. Maybe we'll see like exclusive merch deals like how they did with Under Armour and the UFC. You know,
yeah,
we could see a, you know, partnership with some kind of company in WWE. So,
right,
yeah, it's going to be interesting. But you know, why we're talking about this in this show and not Jobber Circle Wrestling, because this, something like this with Endeavor and UFC, this kind of is trends, like it's going to maybe transcend to where it's not more of a household name. Maybe not everyone. Maybe not, it's going to go back to how it was in the 90s where literally everyone was watching wrestling because there was nothing else to do. But maybe now the audience will expand a little bit. Maybe now MMA fans will give WWE a try and think like, hey, they're not trying to be like real fight. This is like more of a, like I always say, like wrestling, if you don't understand it, it's like, it's basically like the best version of live action theater. Like you have Cirque du Soleil, but then like, wrestling is kind of in, I mean, literally it started in the, they referred to it as like a carny circus show where they travel town to town like a traveling circus, except instead of elephants and, you know, lions, you see people jumping off the top ropes, you see people going through tables, you see, you know, pure awesome wrestling matches. You think like, how does anybody have the physical ability to do that? So I think maybe this is gonna hopefully expand that reach and show people that it's like, it's worth giving it a try. That just because you watch it doesn't mean you have to fall into one of those categories. Ooh, you know, it's fake, right? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, give it a chance.
Yeah, maybe Joe. Yeah, see, yeah, people like Joe Rogan maybe understand like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a live wrestling show? It's like the funnest thing.
It is. It's just thing. Like, so like the adrenaline, the hype, like you just like become this like whole nother, like, it's like, I'd say it's like out of body because like you go and like, you like just get to just be a fan, you know, like you're not, you know, you don't have to be yourself. You don't have to worry about who's, you know, staring at you or who's, you know, looking at you. Like, why are you acting like that?
You want.
Yeah. Like, I love the chanting part. Yeah. I remember when we went to our first wrestling show together, that was my like favorite thing. You were like teaching me all the chants before.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, yeah, when these people come out, normally this is what you say. Or like whenever, like where we're in the show, like I'm just like reminiscing now. Whenever we're in the show and like they start chanting, you're just like, yeah. And I'm just like, yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't even know what it meant at this point. I'm just saying it because it's just so fun.
Yeah, no. And I think, yeah, talking about that kind of just brought up a point. Maybe that's a thing why a lot of people just don't understand it or don't get into it, because with wrestling, you have to like keep up with it. Yeah. If you miss a month, you know, you're just like, you're kind of out of the loop versus right. UFC. Like, we can just dip in and watch. Like the pay-per-views, yeah. They have the UFC fighters that we specifically like on it.
Right.
I guess we would be more casual UFC fans.
I'd say that.
You know, but yeah, then there's casual wrestling fans too that just watch pay-per-views and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well.
But that's interesting.
One other thing that I wanted to bring up and get your opinion on, because I've been meaning to ask you this, like, not even, I mean, I've been meaning to ask you this off camera, but, and I know it's kind of like wrestling talk, so we should probably, it probably sounds like a jobber circle conversation, but just real quick. Do you think that, considering this merger, do you think there could be some, like, really huge cuts on the roster? Like, do you think they're going to clean probably. House? That's what I'm kind of afraid of, because, like, I don't want them to pick, like, good people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably have to talk more about this in on the Jobber Circle.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that specifically watch this podcast, not into that talk.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll get into more of this on Jobber Circle.
Yeah.
What else do you got?
Sounds good. Okay, so this 29-year-old man in Washington reportedly stabbed an 11-year-old boy at a Dollar Tree store because the boy was calling him an NPC. No other reason, just was very, very concerned and upset with the fact that he was basically trying to tell him that he wasn't a real person, which I'm sure 11-year-old like was just kidding around, but this guy took it way too seriously. So it's like, how, like, not obvious, but like how, like, yeah, how obvious is that? It's actually kind of scary.
But he was just, oh Jesus, he was just, I always step on my damn headset. He was just annoying him, so the dude stabbed him.
Yeah.
What? This makes no sense.
It's kind of fishy.
It is.
It's kind of fishy, and I don't know what to think. So, yeah, so basically the man chased this 11 and 13-year-old kid, attempted to stab them, and was successful in stabbing the 11-year-old with just, like, a little pocket knife type thing, a little blade.
Oh, so he's alive?
Yeah, thankfully he's alive.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought, like, stabbing him to death. Okay.
No, he just suffered a partially collapsed lung, it says.
Jesus.
But, yeah, that's pretty fucked up, right?
I mean, yeah, but... these kids, why do people, why? So they probably watch a few TikToks and we're just like, oh, no, nothing's real. We live in the Matrix. Like, oh, gosh. Like, yeah, we all go through that phase. But then, you know, you grow up and you realize that not everyone's an NPC.
Yeah.
There's only a few people that are NPCs.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. I mean, obviously, this guy, he really took it offensive. So, like, that's very, like, I can't think of the word. I've been trying to think of it this whole entire time. You know, like, when you... say you're not something, but you obviously are. You know what I mean?
You think this guy stabbed him because he
really is an NPC.
He really is an NPC.
And he took it to
what's the word? Dang it. I know we're trying to think of the same word.
We're thinking of the same word. He took it to heart, or like
he took
it literal.
No, dang it. You're saying more words and now it's mixing up what I'm saying. He got defensive.
Defensive.
He's an NPC that got defensive.
Yes,
exactly. We cracked the code.
We literally did
what
together.
It is. Yes, we cracked the code.
Yes.
It's going to be the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
Very defensive of him.
Very defensive of him. I got my eye on you. Why did they use a Skyrim NPC for the picture?
I don't know. Oh my God. Just like a gaming website that I found, but
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jesus, what is this?
Oh God.
13-year-old is this not even part of what we?
This is a completely different story.
13-year-old dies after trying TikTok Benadryl challenge. Why would you do that?
What's the Benadryl challenge? I've never even heard of that. Damn. Encourages participants to take high doses of the antihistamine in a bid to induce hallucinations. What is wrong with?
Remember, like when we were people? Kids, like the thing, the challenges and things. The only thing we had to worry about is clicking suspicious links or LimeWire making your computer have a virus. Now the challenges will literally make you have a virus.
Oh my God, that's insane! These challenges, like why are they even? Oh God, who creates these? Those people should be in jail.
Yeah, the Drake Campania. Drake Bell shares single tweet after being reported missing in an arranged brother. What the hell is going on with him?
You know what?
We Drake Bell, I never thought that Drake, out of the Drake and Josh duo, that Drake would be the one deranged and fucking, I hate to say it, but he's just, which he's is going mental. Pretty he needs help.
Pretty ironic because he was the popular one in the show.
Yes.
So.
What's going, what can you explain what's so, going on with him?
Okay, so last week.
We all know that he may be a diddler, so let's just skip through that.
Okay.
And then he was going to move to Mexico and change his name to Drake Campania.
Yeah.
But then.
But apparently has come out and said that he's never even been to Mexico, so lies.
And then what's going on with him now?
And then, yeah, so last week he's reported missing by police, basically because, so he's reported missing at approximately like 11 a.m. one day. Or I'd say early morning-ish hours, before afternoon. And the last time he was seen was the night before, around 9 p.m. So it's like, okay, he hasn't even been gone, like, or seen for a full day. Like, why are you so alarmed already? So sure enough, like, he obviously probably sees, like, his name in the sees his name in the headlines and is like, I'm right here.
Wow.
So literally a few hours later, come like is like considered found or whatever, and then literally tweets like, "Okay," he basically literally leaves a tweet and was like, "You leave your phone in the car for one night, and suddenly people think you're missing." Like, I don't know.
Well, people were probably just worried about him because it's confusing.
Yeah,
it's confusing. What Definitely. Site is this? This is interesting. We gotta start using this site more.
Gaming Bible.
Yeah, good job, guys. You got some good stories on here. Yeah. I guess we can skip this story then. What do you say? You want to just go into this without questions?
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Okay, so going into some this, that, or something questions. Wait, what?
I was like, oh, yeah, because didn't I just say this or that?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, this, that, or something. Yeah.
So you just sneakily.
Corrected you?
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Subtly.
Subtly, yeah.
Not sneakily. Sneakily. Little. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, owl, woodpecker, or hummingbird?
Which one I like better? I like owls. Yeah,
I like owls too.
Yeah. I had a dream about an owl. What? Wow, that's weird you bring that up. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but I remember I was like in the woods somewhere in my dream and I look up and there was an owl staring at me. I gotta look that up. I wonder if that means
something. Literally just gonna say if you look at that, because I feel like they're such powerful animals.
Yeah.
Or powerful birds. I actually, and before you say anything, it actually had a meaning, but for the longest time, I wanted a tattoo of a giant owl on my arm.
So,
I know a lot of people probably would think that's cheesy, but it was a meaningful tattoo. It's not just because.
Right.
So, what's
the meaning?
My great-grandpa loved owls.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that was just going to kind of just be like my tribute tattoo to him. So, I never thought about it. I used to think about it a lot before.
Yeah. The trip to the Gramps.
Trip to the Gramps. Yep, exactly. So now talking about it makes me want to think about it more. So
yeah, because who gets like a woodpecker tattoo? I mean, I guess hummingbird tattoo maybe.
Hummingbird, yeah, that would be cute.
Yeah, but hummingbirds are like.
But a woodpecker.
Yeah, I feel like owls. Yeah, owls are the badass. Hummingbirds are just cute, and woodpeckers I feel like are annoying.
Yeah, literally.
Remember that woodpecker over there we saw on that big oak tree?
Yes, never had seen a woodpecker in my life, and I just
those things are bigger than I thought. Yeah.
Yes, they're pretty big. Him fucking going at it on the tree, and then like after he flies away, I'm like, let's go check out the hole.
Yes, and there was sure like, enough. Deep
yes,
holes.
It was a deep hole. You I was
do
like,
some work.
I was like, yeah, his jaw must be sore.
Right, that's crazy how they evolved for their beaks to be that strong, just to pierce through the wood like that.
Yeah, it is really crazy. And then what's the point of that? What's the point of
getting, that's how they get their food. They're getting bugs and nectar and shit.
Like the worms
well, more
and
bugs.
Stuff.
I don't know if they eat the tree sap, but yeah, I think they get bugs and shit, little ants.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
When it's on low battery, does it keep on? Just making sure.
Yeah. We gotta speed it up.
Okay. All right. Okay, so hamburgers, hot dogs, or chicken wings?
Ooh, I'll say hamburgers.
Well, I'm going to say chicken wings.
I've always been a hamburger person.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's been my go-to.
I think recently, in the past 9 months, I should say, I have not wanted, like, normally before I got pregnant, I would, like, chow down on, like, homemade hamburgers with y'all. But recently, I'm just like, I'll eat something else. I don't know what it is. But I'll still eat a burger, like, from McDonald's or, like, from, like, a fast food place. It's just something about the homemade that I'm like...
Interesting.
I just can't.
Are you putting something in that to poison me? Is that what you're saying? No. You're like, here, eat a burger. I'll eat something else today.
No.
I'm poisoning the hamburger meat.
No. And then apparently I read that hot dogs are not good in pregnancy. I don't know if that's a myth. But
so probably because the random mix of meats. Pork and beefs and chickens are in there.
Yeah, yeah. True.
And so chicken wings, you can't go wrong with chicken wings, but it just depends where it's from.
Yeah. I like homemade chicken wings too.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, chicken wings for me.
The 7-Up, Sprite, or Starry? What the? Oh, is the Starry? Is that Sierra Starry. Mist?
That's yeah, that's like the remixed. New Sierra Mist.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that. Never liked Sierra Mist. Not going to give Starry a try. Sorry. No. Starry sounds like it should be like a Mountain Dew type of thing. They really wanted to change it up. They should have tried to compete with Mountain Dew. Because even the bottle and stuff, it looks like very Mountain Dew-ish.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're right. The logo that they're trying to to push. I'm going to say Sprite, though.
Yeah, if I had to pick, just classic Sprite.
7-Up just reminds me of, like, when I'm sick.
When I have diarrhea.
Or, yeah, if you're sick or something. Yeah,
you got to be the bubble guts. You get some 7-Up. Some chicken soup.
Yeah. So, spontaneous, being a planner, or just, I'm not going. What type of event goer are you?
I'm like everything.
Or does it depend on the event?
I think it depends, because I plan it out, and then I and then I forget about it, so then I spontaneously think about it again, and then I'm just like, fuck it, I'm not going. So I feel like I'm all three.
All three. All of the above.
Yeah.
I think I'm more of a planner, though. I just like to have everything, like, set out, ready to go,
yeah.
And I won't forget about it, so... I guess that's why you have me.
Yeah. Thank you. So, journaling, blogging, or vlogging? I really want to... I feel like I want to get into blogging, but I feel like we kind of missed that train. But even just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like, on our website. On our website, we can literally just start a blog section and just talk about whatever.
Just but talk about what we want, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like blogging has, evolved to, just posting on Reddit or, Facebook groups or something like that.
Right.
Or, Discord now. So I feel like that's what, vlogging, of course. I feel like, do people still vlog?
I think so, very little. I think a lot of vlogging is done on TikTok. There's a lot of,
that's what I mean.
Not get ready with me or, what I do in a day.
Right. It's now,
I'm obsessed with those.
Now TikTok vlogging, not the classic, YouTube vlogging, because I feel like we still follow a few YouTube vlogs, but it's like
even they stop vlogging.
Yeah, they stop vlogging or they change it to something else. I feel like there's no that's kind of, does that mean, is that what's gonna happen to podcasting? Will podcasting eventually,
I don't know,
but no, because I think vlogging the more you watch vlogging, the more you realize I'm watching someone else live their life. I think that's what it is.
Yes.
Unless you're watching an actual celebrity or something vlog, or someone a wrestler, someone with a unique lifestyle.
I was going to say that. See someone else just living a normal life like we do, that's pretty cool.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's just something different to vlogging than podcasting, right? Because I was saying, vlogging, it's real people and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like podcasting is the same thing. So, basically, my point is, do you think podcasting is eventually going to be a trend? It just goes bye-bye.
A fad?
We'll still be here, people.
Yeah, we still will be. I think the people who actually genuinely enjoy podcasting will still be here.
Yeah, there we go.
Not the giver-uppers.
The giver-uppers. Yeah, when another random celebrity starts a podcast.
Yeah, literally.
No, I'm not going to say don't support them, but support who you want.
Yeah.
But if you're here, we really appreciate it. So, people watching, bird watching, or watching TV. What? Why is
people
this
watching? Yeah, no, I wanted to include this one because I wanted to bring up the fact that if people watching is actually a thing and you consider yourself a people watcher, you're a fucking creep.
Shame on you.
You're a fucking creep.
Peeping Tom.
Literally, that's what it made me seem like. I was like, wait, is this even a thing? People, I know bird watching is a thing, but I just thought, why not just, watch TV? Wow. I'm a watching TV guy.
Yeah, I guess watching TV. I like to watch birds sometimes, but I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool birds we've never seen before, like the Roadrunner. Remember the
Roadrunner? Yeah, or the birds we saw today that are the freaking livestock birds just hang around the horses and
those
stuff.
Those were cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the birds are cool if you live, depending on where you live.
Yeah.
People watching, oh, God. Yeah, like you said. Creeper.
Creeper.
Anchorman, Zoolander, or Paul Blart? How is this even a thing?
It was on there.
I like me some Paul Blart, but also Anchorman.
I like Anchorman.
Anchorman, I feel like Anchorman started memes. Literally, before memes were even a thing. Everyone will just quote Anchorman.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Anchorman.
Yeah, I would say Anchorman. Zoolander's good. They're all good. Because I feel like Kevin James too. I've always been a Kevin James fan since I was a kid. I used to watch King of Queens and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would say Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a Will Ferrell fan, but Anchorman was pretty good, I guess you can say, just because the other, you know, people that had in it too, you know, had a lot of Paul Rudd, had freaking,
What's his name?
It had Michael Scott and Packer in it.
Yeah, but I can't think of their names.
That's crazy when you watch The Office so much and I just...
Well, Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yes, I always, like, he's not even, he needs to change his name to Michael Scott. I know. Just change your name.
Who's even Steve Carell?
It's terrible. Okay, soft tacos, crunchy tacos, or puffy tacos? I like your puffy taco.
Okay, let me just say, stop right there.
What?
When I wrote this down, I like literally wish I could go back in my head and replay this. When I wrote this down, I laughed to myself and I said, I know exactly what he's going to say whenever we bring this one up, that he likes my puffy taco. And that's, you literally just said it. That's what I was waiting for.
That's what I'll choose. But no, realistically, I like crunchy tacos.
I like soft tacos.
Yeah. All right. You know me so.
I literally know you.
Tank top, t-shirt, or sweatshirt? I like tank top just because it feels more free.
Sweatshirt all the way. I feel like I want to live in a place where it's literally cold all the time because I would just live in a sweatshirt. I just hate hot weather. I hate that I can't wear a sweatshirt all days of the year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, we're opposite in that.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, I get cold. Because normally around, I wear tank tops a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a tank top while you're wearing a sweater. That's why earlier I was like, are you cold? You were hot and I was cold.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we had a whole deal if we were going to turn the AC off or not. But anyway, so carpet, tile, or wood flooring? Ooh. I would say wood flooring. I don't know. Wood flooring with like a rug. That's the way to go.
That's the way to go. I'm going to say carpet because I like to vacuum the carpet and make the little lines.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I feel like tile. Nah. I feel like tile is like, I know tile is like technically the best out of the three, but I just feel like personal preference, it's a little much for me. The tile gets cold. It's harder on your feet. You know, it's kind of more dangerous, I would say.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you're thinking way into this.
Yeah, I think I am. I'm thinking too deep into that. Because I just think like dropping my phone on the wood floor with the rug, not as bad. Dropping my phone on carpet, obviously not bad. Dropping your phone on tile, you're one and done.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean?
So, and then plus the grout in between gets dirty. You got in there the fucking toothbrush and no one ever does it. And then after 10 years, it's all black. So there goes your tile, people.
Oh, God.
Not that, you know, if you have tile, hey. Tile, like I said, tile is probably the best out of the three. But
yeah,
you know, just got to make sure you take care of it, which I wouldn't. So I won't choose it. You know. Wow, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Dang, we like flew through those.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were that jobber. For those that aren't familiar, when we always say jobber in the wrestling world, see, I love, one day we're going to have an episode on that. There's a whole wrestling dictionary that literally could perfectly translate to just anything you do in everyday life. For example, jobber means that it sucks, or, you know, technically in the wrestling world doesn't mean a jobber actually sucks, but I mean, it kind of does. They're just an enhancement talent. There's a guy that's literally hired just to go in and get their ass beat by somebody else to make that other person look good, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, so sorry, this was jobber.
No, it wasn't jobber. It was good. Didn't I have a list? Were we going to use my? And then we were going to use my list of this, that, or some question. And then you just decided you're just going to make your own list.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
But it was a jobber. It was good. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, babe.
But
real reaction time.
Real reaction.
Can someone explain to me what the fuck that is?
Ow!
Can someone explain to me what?
It looks like she's got a brick in her thigh.
What did that?
What even muscle is that? Can you help me figure that out?
She probably popped her quad. It looks like, I'm no doctor, but I would say it looked like her quad popped and rolled up and folded. This whole muscle just went.
So not even just popped. It just completely. Oh.
Yep. She cut that freaking that bar hit her leg so hard that it practically just cut the fucking muscle.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense, because literally where the bar came down.
Can someone explain to me what the fuck that is?
Oh god. That would be my best guess, but I'm pretty sure.
No, I saw this. I was like, I need some clarification, because like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a squirter.
I'm a squirter.
Oh my god. That,
yeah. I am. What can I say? Yeah, he's absolutely
right.
We're all
right. Adult here.
Yeah. We're grown-ups.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But here's the
what?
So that was Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is a squirter. Breaking news.
This lady. What the fuck?
That's why Corey Gamble sticks around.
I'm a squirter.
Oh my god. That,
yeah. I am. What can I say? Yeah, he's absolutely
I don't know.
Right.
Adult here.
What yeah. you think here? We're I don't know if this is. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy, I guess, that you get to do that, but right? Yeah.
Oh god. I think
I'm grossed
just,
out.
I think
I'm grossed
yeah,
out.
No, she's just trying to stay relevant, I think. So she just thinks that outing something like that would make people like her.
This
more,
is where I want
but...
to read the comments. I'm speechless here, people. I think even Howie Mandel was speechless.
Yeah, no, he didn't even know what to say.
That's why he was like, he was trying to like convince himself. He's like, we're all adults here. He's like, but really, like, he probably,
yeah,
the germaphobe that he is.
Yes, that's so true.
He's probably like, do not touch me.
That's so very true. I guess this is like him and his daughter's podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah, this is pretty Kardashian Jenner. Heavy app.
Yeah. That's very true. I just noticed that.
Right? A little theme here. Oh my god. Is he just trying... So you have this truck in the McDonald's drive-thru. I think... Is he just trying to get out of the drive-thru? But you know how nowadays in the drive-thrus that you're literally...
They
block you
in. As
soon as you pull
in.
Into the drive-thru, they literally block you in so you
yeah.
can't go no... You ain't going yeah. nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Literally,
I got
the drive-thru's
you for
got
minutes.
You for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of decide what you want to eat time.
Yeah, basically. So he's either really pissed off about something or just genuinely trying to get out of the drive-thru. But,
yeah, but
to take out the screen and everything like that.
He literally took out the freaking menu screen. So he's trying. I think legit he's trying to get out. But I think as he's trying to get out, he's getting pissed off. And then, now he's got a vandalism charge because he just took out one of those, you know. It's not just taking out like an old menu like the old days where they just pop in the little pictures and little letters or whatever. No, that's a fucking flat screen. You just
they
got to
reprogram that shit.
Yeah, send it to the program shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor guy.
Just wanted to go.
A McFlurry.
Oh, right?
Oh,
and the machine is broken.
This is the green undercar. She's got all these. She goes right for the bicep. Don't worry. This is a non-venomous snake right here. This is from the Amazon.
We fucking hope so.
Smoke. Oh, she got me right there.
Oh.
What the fuck?
He goes, oh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, it's a pretty snake, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And then I like how he has to make it known after it's already bit the shit out of his arm. Oh, this is non-venomous, by the way.
Oh, yeah, right? But I'm sure that shit still hurts.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it has, because some snakes don't have the actual, like, fangs. They have, like, see, this snake doesn't have fangs. It just has, like, the, I mean, I'm sure it still hurts. It has, like, piranha type teeth or little like
so you think it's more of like a super hard pinch,
yeah, like velcro-y type teeth, yeah,
right, yeah,
because
he's not bleeding
that.
Or anything,
yeah, yeah,
so yeah, that's that crazy. Makes plenty of sense,
but still, I mean, yeah, pretty snake and pretty bad bites there, buddy.
Oh,
no. What the hell is this? Oh god.
He goes corn dog.
Ew.
Fred.
Yeah, don't eat those kids.
He goes corn dog.
Corn dog.
Oh my
How
god!
How did it
like
he
like,
took the smallest bite.
Right,
How did it
and
grow?
It's, like, it's literally like cotton candy.
How did it grow? It just like exploded with dirt in his mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So basically, where do you think that's from? That's like from those like super long weeds, right?
Yeah, those long pieces of grass, and those are from the top.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they actually are, but. Yeah, that's
what
crazy.
What terrible. So I feel like this is like a terrible sister moment where she tells her little brother, oh, you should eat that,
right? Yeah. Like give him an elevator pass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross.
This is gonna be our daughter probably.
Oh,
so this baby, he looks like he went to go get she went to go give her dad a kiss, and yeah, I don't know why the audio is all off, people.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so straight baby looks like she's going in for a kiss. His mouth. Yeah.
Blah.
And then the milk from an hour ago just lands all in his mouth.
From an hour ago, yeah.
Yeah, you ready for that, babe?
Yeah. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I'd just have
to get up and wash your mouth.
Yeah.
Can't be mad.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I would just probably throw up.
Oh. Oh, my God. So, that guy's fighting for his life.
This guy recording a stall under the stall at a gym. This guy, if I know one thing from working at a gym, you take too much pre-workout, you know. I've been there and heard people there. But yeah, you take too much of that pre-workout, you gotta take that pre-workout dump. And this guy was literally fighting for his life on the toilet.
The way his toes are curling is so freaking hilarious.
We're gonna read some comments here. He's literally barefoot, his freaking toes all spread out.
Oh, you know that's when it's bad, when you gotta strip.
Yes, when you gotta take all your clothes off and be barefooted.
He goes, "Doy." Oh, God. He's like breathing. It's like inhaling. Oh, he lost organs.
Homie was holding himself down with the stock grip. A man was scared of getting lift off.
Bro had to take his clothes off, including shoes. That's when you know he's suffering.
Is that pinky toe reaching for Jesus?
Where do people come up with these intelligent comments?
Oh my God. Whoever cleans the bathroom is the real MVP here. Everyone's bitching, shoes being off, blah, 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 blah.
This man deserves a war medal. Crypt.
Bro, shit is so... Where's the pink?
Oh, God. I think this is the best one.
Pinky reaching for Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is too funny.
Oh my God, we should just end with that one.
Toy!
Toy!
Oh man, that one got me. Oh, that was hilarious.
The pinky. Toy!
Now you got me fighting for my life. Oh my God.
That pinky toe was reaching for Jesus.
And then you actually had to go back.
And you see him. His toes are on the pinky toe. Oh my God, I'm crying.
I know, I have to calm down. I can't fucking breathe.
Buddy.
Oh yeah, no, we have to stop there. We have to stop there. Oh God. No. Every time I think about the pinky toe, I just picture it.
Oh my God. The only way we're gonna stop is if we watch it over time. Then it won't be funny. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He's so down with his dog.
Literally.
My fucking stomach hurts.
my breath.
Oh my god. I'm crying so bad.
Oh no.
Oh, my god.
Oh god. The tears in my eyes.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We gotta end it. Oh my gosh. Take us out, Kaylin. They're hitting our music.
I just want to say, happy birthday, Logan.
Oh, yes.
We're already out of time.
No, it's just Logan's birthday. Wow. Celebrated with them nice today.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was
our
great.
Husky, yes. Six.
Yeah, but now we're hitting our music. And, yeah, people, peace and love, and bye! 1, did you like that episode? We certainly did.
We're still laughing.
Yeah, so what are our plugs? Make sure you like and subscribe. Please help us grow. Also, if you want bonus content, hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/caveinuniverse. You can get all our bonus content for $1. We already got a bunch of stuff on there. Check it out, people. If you don't want to pay $1, at least check out the previews on there. You know, get that freaking thing some clicks.
Yes. And then if you aren't already, make sure you follow us on your favorite social media platform at caveinuniverse on all.
And please, people, buy some merch, caveman.com. All the money we make and proceeds goes directly back into the show to making this show better for you. We love you, people. Peace out.
Bye.